The Parliamentary Subcommittee on Physical Removal of Members of Parliament from the Chamber agreed this morning to recommend to the National Assembly Rules Committee that report on the removal of members from the Chamber on the 9th and the 10th of June this year be referred to the Powers and Privilege Committee for consideration and report. The subcommittee was convened to look into the physical removal of EFF members from the National Assembly Chamber on the 9th and the 10th of June during the presidency budget vote, as well as the reply to the presidency budget vote. The members were removed from the chamber and on the online platform after, on both occasions, they engaged in disorderly conduct, spurious points of order, and clear disregard for the rules and the authority of the Speaker of the National Assembly. The report will now be considered by the Rules Committee. Also, the EFF on the 10th of June 2022 submitted a complaint to the Speaker of the National Assembly requesting a full investigation of alleged gender-based violence and sexual harassment against EFF MPs who were forcefully removed from the National Assembly on both days. The parliamentary protection staff have also complained about the violent treatment they received from members of the EFF who resisted and actively hindered them from carrying out the Speaker's instruction to remove offending members from the chamber. The parliamentary protection staff further reported that violence, threats, intimidation were meted out to them by certain members of the EFF and, in one instance, by male EFF member or members of parliament against female protection staff members. The Sergeant at Arms was also pushed when he was carrying out the directive given by the Speaker in terms of the rules. The Speaker of the National Assembly, having considered all these complaints submitted to her, has resolved that an independent investigation should be conducted to look into the matters. A senior counsel in this regard has been engaged for this purpose. The date of the commencement of the investigation is still to be confirmed.